strategy, please take over the phone. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, dear devotees. His Grace, Dr. Keshavanand Prabhuji, graduated in the year 1999 as a medical doctor in India. Prabhuji then took training under a British-born spiritual saint, His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj of the Hare Krishna movement, and chose to live the life of a monk. He took serious study of Sanskrit under various scholars and also spent many years studying science, both modern and Vedic. In the last 20 years, he has been conducting seminars and lectures in various colleges and universities in India, as well as abroad on various themes. He's an inspiring speaker, a prolific writer, and has published books both in Hindi and in English. Some of his books in English are The Cheaters and the Cheated, Secrets of Yoga, Mighty Efforts, Crazy Ideas, and Science Fails to Explain Life. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Tiffany Mataji. Dear devotees, today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on glories of Ramananda Raya. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association on this morning. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji,
we can't hear you.
Yeah. Can't hear me. Sorry. So now you can hear me, huh?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah. You can hear me perfectly or what?
Yes, Prabhuji. We
One
can hear
thing,
you.
Can you just tell me how to change the background? I mean, to see so many devotees changing the background. How to do that?
It's very easy, Prabhu. Near your camera, it is showing virtual background.
Where is that option?
Near your icon of the camera icon in the phone, you can check that, Prabhu.
Near my camera icon. Camera?
At the bottom. Yeah, yeah.
Or more, in the more options. In the more?
Ajay, in the more options. More options, it's security, more. Recording, chat. And
more,
that's it.
Virtual background.
Prabhuji, do you have a start video option?
Prabhuji, you need to use your laptop for changing your background.
Achha.
In the phone also it is there, Prabhu, but it should be in the more. Hindu Mataji, can you
Background is good, Prabhuji. The pictures and the thing I saw behind you, that was good.
But that's green screen. That's why I don't want to use. Anyway, I'll do it like this, no problem. Just forget it. Otherwise, it's just a hassle. Yeah. My voice is clear, no, to all of you?
Yes, Prabhuji. Very clear.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Okay. So I'll just start and. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gyana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshirun Litam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Mana Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Kutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Subhadantikam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishthaya Kutale Shri Devati Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachaya Shunyavadi Paschati Shtarine. Okay, so I'm discussing about Ramanand Rai. Actually, I was very happy when a coordinator said, you know, you can speak on Ramanand Rai, Prabhu. Ramanand Rai, not Prabhu, Ramanand Rai. Because to speak on Ramanand Rai, I mean to say, you need some fortune also. It doesn't fall by chance that you're allowed to speak on Ramanand Rai. Because everything is coordinated by Krishna. And it's not that... It's not that I'm pious soul. That's why I'm giving a chance to speak on Ramanand Rai. I think it's just the opposite thing. I'm actually like a sinful soul. So to purify me, this opportunity to speak upon Ramanand Rai is there. So, okay, let me just start without wasting time. Ramanand Rai is, okay, just let me tell you one thing. So let me start before Mahaprabhu meets Ramanand Rai. That's very important. So Ramanand Rai, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he took sannyas in Katwa, we all know. So in Katwa he took sannyas, and after taking sannyas, he was roaming in Rar Desh. Rar Desh practically means West Bengal. So he was roaming in the forests of West Bengal for 3 days. He was roaming, and Nityananda Prabhu was running behind him, and he became practically mad. And then Nityananda Prabhu devised a scheme, and he by that scheme he took Mahaprabhu to Advaita Acharya's house, to Shantipur. So after Katwa, he went to Shantipur, and there he met his classmates in Navadeep and all the associates, all the Bengali associates, and his mother. Of course, Vishnu Priya didn't meet him. Some people say that Vishnu Priya met him. I mean, to some people, what I mean is many other so-called upper sampradaya devotees, they have also written biography of Lord Chaitanya. For example, Jayanand, there was a person, Jayanand, he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. But of course, we know that is wrong. There are many things which are not acceptable philosophically to Gaudiya Vaishnavas. There were Panch Sakha in Odisha. Five people, which I think one of them was Achyutanand, other was Atibari. So they also wrote this biographies on Lord Chaitanya, but we don't accept them. For us, of course, all of you know, the bona fide biography of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And of course, Chaitanya Charitra Mahakavya of Kavi Panpun Das. And also Chaitanya Charita Amrit of Murari Gupta. These 4 or 5 books we have. Of course, other books are there like Bhakti Ratnakar and Prem Vilas. Here and there we find Mahaprabhu's pastimes explanations, but these 5 are our mainstay of information about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, his pastimes, his mood, and all these aspects of Mahaprabhu's lifetime and pastimes. So some of the biographies which are not bona fide, they say even Vishnu Priya met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur. And it's a very strong opinion of many people in Bengal. In fact, there's a whole sect, Vishnu Priya. They actually follow Vishnu Priya. And there was a big commotion at the time of Bhakti Siddhanta. And there was a big fight between Bhakti Siddhanta and this sect of Vishnu Priya. And this Vishnu Priya people, they used to publish every month a magazine, and they published big, big thick books on Vishnu Priya. Of course, there is some very good content and very nice bhajans and very detailed explanation of Vishnu Priya's life, which of course most of us we don't know in ISKCON and also in Gaudiya Math. But many things are philosophically wrong. So one of the wrong things is Vishnu Priya met Mahaprabhu there, and we don't accept it. After sannyas, Mahaprabhu didn't meet Vishnu Priya. In fact, our whole take is that Vishnu Priya didn't meet Mahaprabhu. And she was showing her sacrifice and her cooperation and her assistance in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She was assisting the sannyas ashram of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by allowing him to go as sannyasi. And she didn't meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that people would not later say, you know, that after sannyas he met his wife, and that was very bad in those days, 500 years back. Sannyasi meets his wife, then there can be many rumors. What the sannyasi doing with his wife? I mean to say, it's a very serious thing. In fact, when Mahaprabhu reached Puri, So when he met Sarvam Bhattacharya for the first time, Sarvam Bhattacharya asked the same thing. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, one of his first statement was that, see, you are so young boy, like 24 years. And you are so young and you took sannyas. I'm like really amazed from what Sarvam Bhattacharya said. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, you don't know that that sannyas should be taken later in life. And now you're so young, so you might fall down. What is this? You're so beautiful, first of all. And many girls will be after you. How will you maintain your sannyas ashram? And Mahaprabhu was laughing. he's talking to Krishna and he's saying. So in fact, when Mahaprabhu later showed his Shadbhuj Roop to Sarvam Bhattacharya, six-handed form to Sarvam Bhattacharya. So in one hand, flute, two hands flute, and two hands, one is bow and one is arrow, Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with danda and kamandal. So he showed Shadbhuj form. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya, my God, who is this? And he prayed and he got up and he bowed down. And one of the first statements he said when he was showing his Shadbhuj form and Sarvam Bhattacharya was in his feet, one of the first statements he said, so now tell me, who will fall down? Now tell me who is going to fall down. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was very ashamed. So it's not that God doesn't do jokes. That's foolishness. I mean to say for most of the people, for 99% people of this world, 99.9% people of this world, God is a supreme power or maybe a serious person whom we can contact and whom we have to see in awe and reverence. You have to fear him. Or maybe for mystics, he's a person we love, but that's it. But Gaudiya Vaishnava conception goes far, far, far beyond any of these world religions or any of these Vaishnava religions, Vaishnava sects also, Madhva, Ramanuja, Vallabha, Nimbark, they have no idea of how intimate connection with God can be made. I mean to say, Chaitanya Prabhu is revealing his Shadbhuj form. At least in that form, he has to be serious, isn't it? He has to maintain a serious composure. He's showing him, he's revealing him. This I am, my Aishwarya. But you see, this is very interesting. Even in that mood of Aishwarya, where he's showing his Shadbhuj form, he is actually joking. He's not even joking. He's putting a sarcasm on Sarvam Bhattacharya. Now tell me, who will fall down? I and you or you? So there is something Aishwarya Bhav, there is something Madhurya Bhav, there is something mixture of Aishwarya and Madhurya Bhav in Mathura. In Dwarka is Aishwarya Bhav, in Vrindavan is pure Madhurya. In Mathura is Aishwarya and Madhurya mixed. But then but this is very general category. But then there is Madhurya Bhav with Aishwarya Bhav included in it. And that is Mahaprabhu's mood there. His whole mood is Madhurya Bhav. He's Krishna, of course. But when he's showing Aishwarya Bhav, he's revealing Aishwarya Bhav, but still his Madhurya Bhav his mood overtakes that Aishwarya Bhav, and he's putting sarcasm. See what you're doing. Anyway, this is something to think upon. It's not that we are doing PhD in this, but the whole idea is, it's very interesting. So anyway, I was talking about something. Anyway, so he went to Shantipur and their whole Vishnu Priya thing. So Vishnu Priya didn't meet Mahaprabhu, and by not meeting him, she was resisting his mission so that he can complete his mission. And he can show to people, and he can distribute love of God, and he can show to people that what do you mean by feelings of separation from Krishna? And Vishnu Priya was showing, what do you mean by feelings of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That was Vishnu Priya's role in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So from Shantipur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Panihati. So after sannyas, so from Shantipur, Nityanand Prabhu accompanied him. So he told, so Chaitanya Prabhu told, told Nityanand Prabhu, so Chaitanya Prabhu asked permission from his mother, Sachima, that you please allow me to go somewhere. So I want to go to Vrindavan. But Chaitanya said, no, you should not go to Vrindavan because it's so far. And in those times, you have to travel on foot. And there was no train, or you can travel by boat through rivers. So 500 years back, the safest and the fastest route was rivers. So through river you can go to Vrindavan from Mayapur. In fact, Jahanava Devi, she sent one of his disciple Parmeshwari Das Thakur, who was living in Tadaatpur in Bengal, and he was very intimate disciple of Parmeshwari Das. Of actually Jahanava Devi. So she asked him to take a deity of Srimati Radharani to Vrindavan and install it alongside Gopinath. And so that was a first deity of Gaudiya, of Srimati Radharani in Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj, which was installed by Jahanava Devi through Parmeshwari Das Thakur. And how did he travel? He traveled through Ganges. You can easily travel through Ganges. From Mayapur, you take a boat and then you keep on traveling, go to Kashi, then Allahabad, then Mathura Vrindavan, that's all. So from Ganges you travel and you go to Prayag, and from Prayag, Ganges and Jamuna and Saraswati, so then you take route of Jamuna and then that's it. So anyway, Sachima said, you know, I can't really live without you because Vrindavan is so far, I cannot come so far. So at least you go to Jagannath Puri. Please go to Jagannath Puri. So we will be able to come and we will be able to actually meet you. Oh, yeah, Hare Krishna. So we will be able to come and we will be able to meet you. Now, Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. In fact, this was some external reason. He told my mother, whatever you say, I have to follow your order. But of course, the internal reason to go to Jagannath Puri was that he wanted to show what do you mean by feeling separation from Vrindavan. Feelings of separation from Vrindavan and Krishna, that's the best method and the highest method to worship Krishna. That's what he wanted to show. So from Shantipur, he took Nityanand Prabhu and then Gadadhar Pandit and then Jagdanand and then Damodar Pandit. All these people went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also Mukund. So these people, they accompanied Mahaprabhu, and from Shantipur they went to Panihati, Raga Pandit they met, and then from Panihati they went to Pichhalada. So there is a place in 24 Parangana district, this is Pichhalada, where there is one devotee of Mahaprabhu, Anantachare. He met him. From there he went to Chakratirth. And from Chakratirth, he went to Tamluk. Tamluk is a place where later Vasudev Ghosh, he will make his base in Tamluk. And from Tamluk, then he entered, he left Odisha and he entered Andhra Pradesh. Of course, at that time, there was no Andhra Pradesh. So from there, he went to Kurmakshetra. And from Kurmakshetra, he went to Simhachalam. Simhachalam means Varanarsimha deities. He took darshan. And from Simhachalam, then he went to Rajmundry. That's the place. Godavari, near Godavari River. He went to Rajmundry. He stopped there. Now, why he went to Rajmundry? Because, so he didn't go to Rajmundry, Simhachalam now. So after taking sannyas, so you have to delete something. So you just go back. So after taking sannyas, he came to Tamluk. From Tamluk, he entered Odisha, and then he came to Sakshigopal. And from Sakshigopal, he came to Jagannath. And Jagannath Puri took darshan of Jagannath, and then as soon as he saw Jagannath, he was about to faint. And suddenly, so all these pandas came with a stick to beat him because he was running to embrace Jagannath. And of course, all these pandas, they thought he's another sentimental fool. You know, so every day some sentimental fool people come, they couldn't recognize. But immediately Sarvam Bhattacharya came, he stopped. He said, stop it. He's a sannyasi. And he checked Mahaprabhu, and he saw that these are symptoms of ecstasy of love of God. And so he was very happy. He took Chaitanya Prabhu to his home. And there in his home, Sarvam Bhattacharya, there were some discussions there. And then there, Sarvam Bhattacharya, so Mahaprabhu stayed in his home for at least 4 months, 3-4 months, something like that. But then after 4 months, Mahaprabhu said, I want to go for South India tour. I want to preach. Why did I take sannyas? I'm just staying in your house. What's this nonsense? Of course, so one of the nonsense was that that he destroyed the life of Sarvam Bhattacharya. So in other words, he delivered Sarvam Bhattacharya from his nonsense Mayavad. So that accomplished, he said, now I'm going to go to South India too. So at that time, Sarvam Bhattacharya told Mahaprabhu, see, we can't stop you if you have decided. But one thing, you please meet Ramanand Rai on your journey to South India. Anyway, you're going, so take this opportunity. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, he is expert in discussions of gopis and Srimati Radharani and intimate pastimes of Krishna. He's expert in those sentiments, relishing those sentiments. Please meet him. So Mahaprabhu, then he left Puri, and then from Puri he came to Alalnath. Alalnath or Alarnath, it's some 25 kilometers from Puri. There he came, and you see, Alarnath is a place of birthplace of Ramanand Rai. That's very interesting coincidence. Birthplace of Ramanand Rai. Interesting. See, he came to Alarnath. Of course, Ramanand Rai was born in Alarnath. Alarnath is a sub-district in Puri. And in Alarna, there's a village, Bentur village in Alarna. It's a very small place. So in that Bentur village, there was this person, Bhavanand Rai. And Bhavanand Rai had 5 children. So the youngest child was Vaninath, and then Kalanidhi, then Sudhanidhi, then Gopinath Patnaik, and the eldest was Ramanand Rai. So Chaitanya Prabhu once said to Bhavanand Rai that you are like Pandu and your 5 sons are like Pandav. So Bhavanand Rai was incarnation of Pandu. So we know from the records in Golgana Deshtipika, and all these 5 people, his sons, they were incarnation of Pandavas, Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Nakula, Sahadeva, Bhim. And Ramanand Rai, he was incarnation of Arjun. Of course, Ramanand Rai is a mixture of Arjun and Vishakha Sakhi. And of course, Arjun, which is one of the Pandavas, Vishakha Sakhi, and also Arjun Sakha. So one of the cohort friends of Krishna. So you can understand, I mean to say, so we can have 2, 3, 4, 5 sarupas simultaneously. So people say, what's my sarupa? What am I in Vrindavan? You can be a friend, you can be simultaneously a gopi, you can be also in Vaikuntha simultaneously. Anything can happen. Because that is called liberated platform. You can expand according to your desire to serve Krishna. You're not limited to one form. So that's another issue, but the whole point is Ramanand Rai He was born there. So every year Mahaprabhu, when he used to visit Alarnath, every year, by the way, so when Jagannath ji, he gets fever every year. I don't know, he gets fever. It's fasting. So at that time, Jagannath temple closes. And all the pandas and all the priests, they are busy giving juices to Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, cold juices and some haval herbs, medicines to actually reduce his fever. And so at that time, Mahaprabhu used to go to Alarnath because he used to feel intense separation from Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, from Jagannath. So at that time, he couldn't tolerate that separation. He went to Alarnath. And when he went to Alarnath, his separation increased. He didn't diminish. His separation increased more. His separation increased to a point that even the stone melted. If today you go to Alarnath, you can see the stone on which Mahaprabhu fell down and it's melted, and his body's impression is there on the stone. So every year go to Alarnath, and every year he used to visit the birthplace of Ramanand Rai. That's how important Ramanand Rai is. Even God is going to visit the birthplace of Ramanand Rai. So there is one of the verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita where it is said that there is no bhed between me and Ramanand Rai. There is no bhed. They are bhed nahi. Ramanand Rai and me looks separate, but actually we are one. That's how intimate Ramanand Rai was. So from Alarnath, so you see Sarvam Bhattacharya said to Mahaprabhu, meet Ramanand Rai. So this means Ramanand Rai was already a very famous personality. And of course, Ramanand Rai didn't live in Alarnath. All these five sons of Bhavanand Rai, they took a job. So they were doing some jobs. Like Gopinath Patnaik was working under some Muslim governor or something. No. Yeah, so he was working for the king, Pratap Rudra. And so he was working under the prince of Pratap Rudra, so under the son. And there was a whole incident of Gopinath Patnaik. So most of these, all these five sons of Bhavanand Rai, they were in government post, government officials. Ramanand Rai, he was devotee. He was very scholarly. He was a poet because he wrote a book, Jagannath Vallabh Natak. He was very expert in Nate. He used to personally train Devdasis who were dancing in front of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So he has to be very expert in Nate. And we also know that when Rupa Goswami came and he had discussions with Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And so Mahaprabhu said, Rupa Goswami, please tell what books you are writing. Rupa Goswami said, I am writing one book, Vidagdha Madhav, about Krishna. So Mahaprabhu said, divide it into two books. One is Vidagdha Madhav, when Krishna is Vrindavan. Another, when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, go to Mathura and Dwarka. So don't mix those two fast. So divided Vidagdha Madhav into two, Vidagdha Madhav and Lalit Madhav. Like that. So when he came to Puri with his two books and he showed Mahaprabhu, so Mahaprabhu said, please speak. What is the content of this book? And he told Ramanand Rai, you please check. You check what Rupa Goswami has to say. And you tell everybody whether it is good, bad, worse, or the best. So it was Ramanand Rai who was asking questions to Rupa Goswami. So what is the invocation of your book, Vidagdha Madhav? And what is the first verse? What is the theme? And what are the verses about Krishna? What are the verses about holy name? He was asking all these questions. Rupa Goswami was answering. And Ramanand Rai was simply amazed. He said, this kind of caliber, it cannot be found in a human. And then Ramanand Rai said, So he said to Mahaprabhu, probably you have blessed Rupa Goswami. Otherwise, he cannot write such a work. So this verse we read that verse where it is said, so that he is Krishna himself. What's that? I'm just missing in my mind. Chaitanya Prabhu is Krishna himself. It's a famous verse. We always say that. Chaitanya Prabhu is Krishna himself. Anyway, that famous verse is there in Rupa Goswami's book. Krishna, Krishna, Chaitanya, Namina, Gaurati, Sinema. No. I was thinking about that. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Priyampadayate, Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namine. Yeah, of course, this verse is there in Mahaprabhu Goswami's book. So one of this verse, this is one of the verses which is going to be recited. This is in the book Vidat Madhav initially. And but there's another verse also which I'm thinking. Anyway, I'll just leave it. So the point I'm trying to tell is, what's that?
There is one bhajan, Sai Gaura, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannatha.
But that bhajan is written by Basudev Ghosh.
Okay.
So this I'm talking about Rupa Goswami's verse in Vidat Madhav, which I'm forgetting. It's a very nice verse. Anyway, I'll remember, I'll tell you. So the whole point is Ramanand Rai must be very expert in poetry and natte. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu didn't tell him. Mahaprabhu would not have asked him, you please test Rupa Goswami. So he was a scholar, he was a poet, he was a devotee, he was a very expert governor and manager. He was appointed by Pratap Rudra in Madras. So now we say Madras, of course. So at that time, there was no AP Odisha. So at that time, there was King Pratap Rudra who had his zone in Odisha and some parts of Andhra Pradesh. And of course, Tamil Nadu. And then below Tamil Nadu, so now Madras. So at that time, it was Rajmundry. Place was Rajmundry, where Ramanand Rai was living. So after Rajmundry, approximately, started the kingdom of Krishna Dev Rai. And these Pratap Rudra and Krishna Dev Rai, they were like enemies. They used to fight a lot. So Ramanand Rai, he was posted on the border where Pratap Rudra's kingdom almost finished and Krishna Dev Rai's kingdom starts. So his post was very important, because he was a person to see whether the enemy is planning to attack Pratap Rudra and what he's planning further in his plans. So that was very important post there. Tunde tandavani ratim vitanute tundavali labhyate. But this verse is about holy names. So one of the verses there where Rupa Goswami says that you are Krishna yourself. So I think you can find that verse somewhere if it is there somewhere. I don't know.
Anarpita charim chirat.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that. Anarpita charim chirat karunya avtirna kalau. Yeah, that's the verse. That's very nice verse. So even Jiva Goswami writes a commentary on that. Beautiful commentary. And anyway, yeah, thank you for that. Narpita Charim Charat. Karunya Avatirna Kalau. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that verse, he just blocked his ears. He said, come on, what are you saying? I'm Krishna. You're crazy. This verse says, Anarpita Charim Charat. Karunya Avatirna Kalau. Samarpita Munnata Lajwala Rasam. So Bhakti Shriyam. So this verse says Mahaprabhu came to give his own bhakti. You know, this is interesting verse. Mahaprabhu closed his ears. Oh, you don't speak like that. In fact, very interesting point. Nobody in Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara could actually glorified Lord Chaitanya as Krishna in front of Vishnu. So anybody who dared to do that, he used to close his lips. But there was just one person, only one person. In fact, probably one, two, and three. Yeah, three persons could tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his face that he's Krishna. And he used to like that. He at that time, he didn't close his ears. He didn't close his ears. So sometimes Sri Bhattacharya also tried to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. And he closed his ears. Come on, what are you saying? You're crazy. But, so who were those three persons? Advaita Acharya. He could clearly say, you're Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu. And the third person was Narahari Sarkar Thakur. In fact, there are so many songs in Vaishnava Padavali of Narahari Sarkar Thakur, who are very, very beautiful songs, who are actually singing that you are Krishna himself. And in fact, that also brought a problem because now Narahari Sarkar Thakur followers in Sri Khanda, they have all become Gaurang Nagaris. So in other words, the followers of Narahari Sarkar Thakur now think that Chaitanya Prabhu is Krishna, but Chaitanya Prabhu is in mood of Krishna. That's what they think. And he is enjoying gopis in that mood. But according to Gaudiya Vaishnava, he's not in mood of Krishna. He's in mood of Radha. He's not Gaurang Nagari. So anyway, the whole point was Raman Rai. He was scholar, poet, and he was a big governor there. So definitely he should have been very intelligent in politics. He has to be if he's managing. Pratap Rudra heavily relied on Raman Rai, heavily, and this point is very important. Later I'll tell you why. But he was heavily dependent on Raman Rai for management in South. So Mahaprabhu from Alarnath. So now you have to come back. When Mahaprabhu started his South India tour from Jagannath Puri, he went to Alarnath. From Alarnath, he went up to Kurmashetra. So he went to Kurmashetra. So actually, it's not up, yeah. So actually, it's down, yeah. Because Puri and Alarnath are in Odisha. So he goes down. He enters modern Andhra Pradesh. And there is one Kurmashetra. Kurmashetra is on the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh now. So in Kurmashetra, we have deities of Kurma, tortoise. There is one deity of Kurma Avatar of Vishnu. There is another Kurma Avatar deities in Pushkar. So as far as my knowledge goes, there are just two temples in the entire world of Kurmadev, where Kurmadev is worshipped. So in Pushkar, Kurmadev is worshipped along with Brahma. And of course, in Kurmashetra, you have Kurma deities. And then from Kurmashetra, he went to Simhachalam. Simhachalam, you have Varaha Narasimha. That's very beautiful deity, Varaha Narasimha. So you might not know what is the story of Varaha Narasimha, but in fact, I'll just tell you in just one line. When Lord Narasimha came to actually rip off Hiranyakashipu, and he did that. So after that, Prahlad, so he was very angry and nobody could pacify his anger, we all know. So Prahlad went and he was actually loving Prahlad, he was caressing Prahlad. So at that time, all these demigods were standing and Lord Narasimha said, Brahma, what are you doing? What you are doing now? You gave such a curse or such a blessing, a boon to Hiranyakashipu, and it became a curse for the entire world. And you see what he did. So please, next time, think what you want to give boon. Otherwise, not be good. I'm very angry. And Brahma got so scared that the Vedas he was holding in his two hands just slipped from his hand. And it slipped in Patal Lok. And Lord Narasimha, he saw and he was very afraid. My God, Brahma slipped. Vedas. So immediately Brahma took. So immediately Narasimha Bhagavan he took form of Varaha, half Narsingh. Body was Narsingh, face was Varahadev. And he jumped in Patal Lok, he brought the Vedas back and he gave to Brahma. He said, "Here, Brahma, you're really messed up now. You know, one mistake you did, Hiranyakashipu, and now you have left your Vedas. What is this? You know, just go back. You know, do another mistake." So there he took avatar of Varaha Narasimha. And so in Simhachalam, we have this Varaha Narasimha Dev. It is, in fact, Bhaktisiddhanta also worshipped, I think, Varaha Narasimha Dev only, which is established in Chaitanya Gaudiya Math in Mayapur, which he found, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur found when he was digging the house there. So when he wanted to make yoga peat, he found it, so he gave it to Bhaktisiddhanta to worship. Or I think he was actually digging his own house, something, I don't know. But anyway, Bhaktisiddhanta used to worship. So from Simhachalam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went along the ocean coast, he came down and he reached the place Rajmundry. Now we come to the place where Ramanand Rai was living, Rajmundry. And so Rajmundry is on the bank of Godavari. So there is Godavari River, here is Rajmundry, and on the opposite side of Rajmundry, there is another district, Kovur. So Kovur and Rajmundry, they are like almost same. It's not a big thing. So like in America, you have like Charlotte, North Charlotte, South Charlotte. It's almost the same, you know, so like that. So he went to Rajmundry. There, he first visited many temples there. This place, Rajmundry, it's very famous for few temples. And of course, for one of the Rishi, Gautam Rishi. So perhaps I think Ramanand Rai chose to live in Rajmundry because of its holiness and its sanctity. Perhaps. So I'm just speculating. I don't know. Because he could have chosen to live in some big city somewhere, you know. But he chose, he could have chosen to live in Vishakha. He could have chosen to live in Vijayanagar, which is actually very near to Rajmundry, which is a very big city. And so at that time also it would have been a big city. But he was living in a very this small village. Even today it's a small village, Rajmundry. At that time, I don't know what happened. But he chose to live there. Why? Because there are five places to visit in Rajmundry, where Ramanand Rai was living. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited those places. He came to that place. And he visited, first he visited a temple, Bharat Gopal temple. There is a very famous temple, Bharat Gopal. He visited that place. And then he visited one temple, very famous, which is called as Jagat Mohini Keshav Swami temple. Now, I think that's the only temple in the entire world of Mohini Murti. As far as I know, I didn't hear any temple of Mohini Murti. It's there. And in fact, the whole incidence of Shiva and Vishnu and Mohini thing, showing his Mohini form and deluding Shiva, some people say it happened there. I don't know how it happened there. I don't know, but people say it's a folk knowledge. But anyway, the temple is there. Jagat Mohini Keshav Swami temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited that temple. And then he visited he visited Ghoshpada. Ghoshpada is a place where Gautam Rishi lived. So we know that Gautam Rishi used to live along the bank of Godavari. Godavari starts from Nasik on the western side of India. And then from western side it travels, and it comes to the east, and then it merges into, I think, into Bay of Bengal, they say. So here you have Godavari Sangam in Rajmundry. The ocean is very nearby. So here Gautam Muni, so one of the place where Gautam Muni lived is Gautam Rishi lived is Koshpada. And some traditionally people say that even Ahilya was cursed here. Some people say somewhere else, some people say here. So anyway, it's like that. So here, and in fact, it is also said that this is the same place where Sita Ma was actually abducted by Ravan at this place. So near Rajmundry, there is a place, Bhadrachalam, where people say Sita was abducted from here. Some people claim somewhere else, some people claim here. But anyway, so he visited Ghoshpada. And then he also visited Godavari Sangam. So I told that Godavari merges with the ocean. So when a river merges with the ocean, it's a very purifying place. So Godavari merges with the ocean. So Mahaprabhu visited this place. And of course, there is... So presently we have a Gaudiya Math where Mahaprabhu met Ramanand Rai daily in the evening. So he went to when he went to Rajmundry, so after visiting these places, so he was resting on the bank of Godavari, and there Ramanand Rai came with all his entourage, with all his soldiers, and of course he was a governor. But the whole problem was Ramanand Rai. He belonged to a Kayasth community, which are usually Shudras or Vaishyas, like that. So he was from low caste, but because he was at a very high post, even Brahmanas were walking with him. So he came, and then he saw Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu saw him, and just by seeing Ramanand Rai, Mahaprabhu would recognize this is Ramanand Rai. And I came to meet him. But they were hesitating to meet because here is a sannyasi, a Brahman, here is a Shudra, Ramanand Rai. And it was a very tense thing. So anyway, Mahaprabhu just embraced him. He left him at that point. And he said, okay, we'll meet in the evening. So he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lived in one Brahman's house. So he didn't live with Ramanand Rai because Ramanand Rai, from caste society, was a Shudra. And a Brahmana and Sannyasi are not allowed to live in Shudra's house or even take prasad. Of course, Mahaprabhu, of course, he's a Vaishnava, top class Vaishnava. But following the customs of the society, he didn't live in Ramanand Rai's house. He chose to live in the house of a Brahmana, a Vedic Brahmana. And he told Ramanand Rai, you come a daily evening and you meet me. So daily evening, Ramanand Rai used to come, he used to meet Mahaprabhu, and that meeting place at present, that house, is now converted into a Gaudiya Math, which is, I think, yes. So it's converted into Gaudiya Math presently. So you can visit Rajmundry and you can see the place where we have discussions. They had discussions, and these discussions are recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very nice discussions where Mahaprabhu is asking questions and Ramanand Rai is answering. This was very nice because Ramanand Rai, Mahaprabhu is asking questions, quite interesting. And by asking questions to Ramanand Rai and Ramanand Rai is answering, Mahaprabhu is showing how special Ramanand Rai is and how adept he is in the understanding of Krishna consciousness and tasting the mellows of Krishna consciousness. And of course, in this lecture, I'm not going to discuss about the question answers of Mahaprabhu Gajamana. That's out of question. But that will take another lecture. So you can read that. That will be very interesting. And all those question answers, it carries all the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, complete from A to Z. And then there were discussions with Ramanand Rai and Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was asking some questions. Also, some philosophical discussions were there. So all these discussions are recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Mahaprabhu asked, what is sadhe, what is sadhan, what is prayojan, what is avedhe, what is samband, what's the goal of life? And then when Raman Rai reached to the climax, he said the highest devotee is Srimati Radha. Mahaprabhu then after said, so is there anything beyond this? Raman Rai was thinking what to say, and then he came up with something even beyond the Madhurya Bhava of Srimati Radha. And he came to the concept of Prem Vaichitri, Prem Vaichitya, which is technically called as, or it is called as Prem Vivarta, Prem Vivarta. So he came up with the concept, and then after some time Mahaprabhu closed his mouth and he said, don't speak more, otherwise people will think, people will not understand anything, and it will be really offensive for people to even hear all these intimate things. Don't speak, let it be with me. Then Mahaprabhu said to Raman Rai, that see, you are one madman and I am another madman, and we are meeting now. Why did Mahaprabhu say that you are a madman? Because you see the whole point, a Krishna, really Krishna conscious person will appear as a madman to people. He will appear mad. Loka bhaye, what's that word? Bhagavatam. So it says, atha rorati rodati unmahatvat nityati loka bhaye. That verse is a devotee sometimes cries, he leaps, he laughs, he dances without caring for external environment. He appears like a madman, practically like a madman. And in fact, even his ISKCON devotees, what do outside people sometimes say? So they say, you've gone mad. You don't go for shopping. You don't go to see movies. You don't go to friends. And you're always in Krishna consciousness. What is this? You're mad. That's what they pass comments. But that's compliment for us. We are mad. Yeah. We want to become mad in love of God. So we want to become mad in love of God. We want to become. That's the goal of our life. So this statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this is a very important statement because he said that you are a madman, I am a madman. So it's not that he's just saying out of something sentiments. It carries a lot of weight if you really think about it. He, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is mad and Raman Rai is mad in the sense that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are mad, first of all? Why they are mad? Because they are meditating on Krishna, and Krishna has all contradictory qualities. So if you read Antilila Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu says, I can't control my mind. I'm getting confused. Krishna is Rasik Shekhar or Krishna is Brahmachari? What's this? Krishna is my dear or Krishna is cruel? Krishna accepts or he rejects? So this contradiction, this confusion in mind make devotees mad. And of course, devotees get desire to meet Krishna, to see Krishna, but at the same time, devotees know that, yes, I want to meet Krishna, I want to see Krishna, but I'm not qualified to see Krishna, I'm not qualified to meet Krishna. So this, all these contradictions in mind and all this turmoil in mind, it just shunyaitam shakat sarvam. It just brings blackout in the mind of a devotee, in those elevated devotees. And that's why Radharani says, Mahaprabhu says, shunyaitam shakat sarvam. So it's just blackout. I can't think, I can't speak, I can't see anything. So that's the whole point there. That is why Mahaprabhu says, I'm a madman, you are a madman. And we have to attain this platform. Some, of course, these are very high things I'm talking. But that's the goal of life. Let's not be shy to talk about goal of life, but at least by the same time, let's not be also be shy to talk about the path to attain that goal of life. That's also very important. How to get that qualification to walk on that path? That's another question. So he said, "You are mad, I'm mad." So anyway, all those discussions you can read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then Chaitanya Prabhu then goes to Puri, and then he says to Ramananda Rai, "Ramananda Rai, you do one thing. You retired from this government post and come to Puri." Now this is very important. So I told you, remember that actually. So I told you, Ramananda Rai had a very important post, very important, very crucial post in that South India, in Rajahmundry, as a governor of Pratapudra. And so usually it happens that that if somebody on this post wants to retire, the king will not allow, because Pratapudra was highly dependent on Ramananda Rai to manage all these South Indian things. Southern in politics and all these things, affairs. So, but because it was desire of Mahaprabhu, and because Pratapudra was a devotee, Ramananda Rai posted a letter, I say I want to retire. Pratapudra says, "I'm very happy, just go and perfect your life, be with Mahaprabhu. If you're with Mahaprabhu, I will think I am with Mahaprabhu." That's what he saw, because Mahaprabhu was actually not giving direct personal audience to Pratapudra. King Pratapudra. Mahaprabhu was saying, "I'm a sannyasi, what will I do with meeting a king? What will people say? That this sannyasi is meeting a Vishayi, although he's a devotee, but I don't want to spoil my mission." So anyway, so Ramananda Rai took resignation, and then so Mahaprabhu went for South India tour. So Chaitanya Prabhu said to Ramananda Rai, "Well, you apply for resignation, it will take some time to actually even bind up your all these affairs in South India and then hand over to somebody else. By that time, I'll take South India tour and then I'll come to Jagannath Puri and then you meet me." So when Mahaprabhu went to Puri, Ramananda Rai came there. And one of the service of Ramananda Rai was to recite Srimad Bhagavatam, to recite various songs from Jayadev Goswami, from Bilvangla Thakur, and so on and so on and so on, to relieve the separation of Lord Chaitanya from Krishna. That was his service. So mind you, that service is the highest service what Ramananda Rai was offering. We can't do that service, because for doing that service, you have to know the mood of Lord Chaitanya. And you remember, I told one of the words from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when Mahaprabhu said to Sarvamatacharya, Mahaprabhu said that there is no bhed, deya bhed nahi. There is no difference between Ramananda Rai and me. We look two bodies, but we are one soul. That's what I said. So here, when Ramananda Rai came, the whole implication of that verse is Chaitanya Prabhu saying that Ramananda Rai can understand me and my mood. He can understand me and my mood. There were only three. There were only three and a half devotees who could actually understand the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood springs from that verse, Ainanda Tanuzakin Karam. Oh, sorry. So Madhavendra Puri's verse, so that famous verse is the Aideen Dayatranatha, Himathuranatha. This verse is verse of Radharani, which was revealed to Madhavendra Puri. Mahaprabhu is Radharani's mood. So only 3.5 persons could understand Mahaprabhu completely. I mean, completely, still not completely, because who can understand him completely? But more than any other. So who were they? They were Sarup Damodar. And the second was, Ramananda Rai afterwards. So Sarup Damodar, Shikhi Mahati was one of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. He was one of the Sakhi in Krishna's pastimes, incarnation of a Sakhi in Krishna's pastimes, Shikhi Mahati. His caste was Mahati, which still in Odisha we have this famous caste, Mahati or Mahati. And all these people are actually accountants. So Shikhi Mahati was accountant, or he was a So he used to keep records, daily records of Jagannath Puri temple. So he was almost like a scribe. So Shiki Mahati, so all these people who keep records, they are given title Mahati. So Shiki Mahati was there. And then Shiki Mahati's sister, Madhavi Devi, she was half, she was considered half because she was female. And Shiki Mahati also had a brother, by the way. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that, whose name was Murari Mahati. His name comes in, I think, Antili or somewhere. So Murari Mahati, but he's not counted in 3.5 devotees. Shiki Mahati, Madhavi, Sarvadamada, and Ramananda. So, and that's why Mahaprabhu said there is no difference between Ramananda. We are two bodies but one soul. So Ramananda is, because of this fact, which Mahaprabhu revealed to us. Raman Rai could understand the mood of Lord Chaitanya as it is. And to sing a particular song according to the mood of Mahaprabhu to relieve his separation, you have to understand what is happening inside him, in his heart. And who can understand except Raman Rai, Sarup Damodar? So that kind of service they were doing, although externally it looks, what kind of service is this? They're just singing songs to Mahaprabhu in the night. What is this? That's the most typical service. So he was offering that service. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also praised Ramananda Rai. He praised Ramananda Rai for his sense control. And that's another thing. That's another thing. Ramananda Rai, so there was one Brahman Pradyum Mishra. He was also Odia devotee from Jagannath Puri. And he came to Mahaprabhu and he said, Mahaprabhu, I want to ask something about Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, you see, I don't know about Krishna. I'm a fallen person. You want to ask, go to Ramananda Rai. So the Mishra was very happy. Okay. He went and he was waiting for him. So his servant said, Ramananda Rai is very busy. You please wait. He was waiting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever hours it went. So he just went inside and he saw what he's doing. Ramananda Rai was actually bathing girls, naked girls. And those girls were around like 17, 18 years old, 16, 17 years old, like almost like adult in their puberty. And personally, he was bathing them with his hands, or rubbing oil on the body. Pradyum Mishra got psyched out. He said, what kind of devotee? He came running back to Mahaprabhu next day and he said, where did you send me? Mahaprabhu said, well, you see, Ramananda Rai, if I see a wooden statue, my mind gets disturbed. My mind may get disturbed, but Ramananda Rai is such a liberated devotee. If he even touches a female, his mind is not disturbed. That's Ramananda Rai. So he said, you go back again. So of course, Pradyum Mishra, he was a devotee, Mahaprabhu. He believed and he went. And next day, Ramananda Rai came and he said, okay, so what do you want? Pradyum Mishra said, I want to hear Krishna Katha. So Ramananda Rai started in the evening and till morning, he was speaking Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha. He was posing a question, answering, posing. Pradyum Mishra is a full ecstasy. He came back to Mahaprabhu. He said, he is an unparalleled devotee. I never thought about it. And this whole incidence, why Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is recording in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Why? In fact, because of this incidence, many upper sampradayas started. And Srila Prabhupada writes in Purport, scrupulous and nonsense people, they imitate Ramananda Rai. So if Krishna's Kaviraj Swami would not have recorded this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then probably it would have been better. But he did so because Saru Damodar, he recorded in his notes. And we get this information from Saru Damodar Goswami's notes. And why did he record this conversation between Mahaprabhu and Pradyum Mishra? Because then it should be some philosophically important pastime. And the philosophically important pastime is, the point is, Mahaprabhu is showing, whether you are brahmachari, whether you are grihastha, whether you are sannyasi, doesn't matter. You can be equally sense-controlled. Ramananda Rai was a grihastha. He was in governor post and this and that. But his mind was beyond control. I mean, even sannyasi cannot dare to touch a female. It was beyond any kind of sense control. So Mahaprabhu was practically showing by this incident the power of holy name. The power of Krishna consciousness. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing. through Raman Rai. So all these incidences are there of Raman Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, so we have no idea how did Raman Rai leave this world. So in fact, Saru Damodar, they leave this, we have no idea. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. Raman Rai, he disappeared. And Raman Rai, we still remember Raman Rai for his book Jagannath Vallabh Natak, which Mahaprabhu used to hear daily. Jagannath Vallabh Natak, which is about pastimes of Krishna. So that is Raman Rai. And so if you want to read about Raman Rai, you can go to Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 10th chapter, 134th verse. In that purport, Bhakti Prabhupada writes explanation, Adi Leela, 10th chapter, 134th verse, where a summary of Raman Rai's life is given. And you can pray to him that please help us enter the mysteries of devotion for which we are here in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us anarpita chiram chirat, that's karunyatina. He came to give us something mysterious, let me put it like that. Something mysterious which is beyond the conception of even any Vaishnava Charya. He is of course Krishna Radha himself. So Radhara Mahima Prema Rasa Seema Kyamunija. He came to show us that the highest devotee Srimati Radharani and the path they follow of love in separation to worship Krishna, that's the highest. That's what he came. Raman Rai assisted in that pastime. And Raman Rai, so one thing to notice, Raman Rai, although he was absorbed in mellows of Krishna consciousness, and he was personally with Mahaprabhu and reciting deep intimate shlokas of Radha Krishna pastimes to relieve separation of Mahaprabhu, but he was equally philosophically very sound. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed with Raman Rai, he didn't really discuss directly Radharani and all this. He discussed philosophy, by the way, with Raman Rai. And he showed through Raman Rai's character that a real devotee is both philosophically sound and both expert in philosophy and expert in the mellows, in relishing the mellows of Krishna consciousness. In fact, we think these are two different things, but these are the same thing. Because philosophy is a language of love. Without philosophy, you cannot interpret the pastimes of Krishna. You cannot even understand Raman Rai, what he is doing. So both are interrelated. We think philosophy and mellows are different, but actually that's it. Philosophy is language of love, and love is philosophy in action. That's how it, broadly we can speak like this. So anyway, let's stop here. Hare Krishna, Raman Rai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anything anybody wants to ask? I don't know, I can talk a lot about Raman Rai, but it can keep on going. But anyway, stop.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanur Pranam. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. If devotees have any questions, please go ahead.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Puja Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji, with your question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranam.
Yeah, Dandvat.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I can hear you. Speak.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranam.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, my question is, how could we please Krishna or serve Krishna if we are not well? If we are any kind of critical situation or health issue, in that case, how can we please Krishna?
You can please Krishna in that situation. You can please Krishna by two ways. First, by always remaining happy. And second, by always glorifying Krishna, that he is so merciful, that whatever situation he has kept us in, it is ultimately for our benefit and for advancement in Krishna consciousness. In that two ways, we can please Krishna and never pray to Krishna for your health. Never do that and never complain. If you can do that in that situation, that is the best way you can serve Krishna. And always
Gurudev, Gurudev. I don't understand that how can we glorify, I mean, if we are not well, then how can we glorify Krishna? I mean, how can we preach?
Why can you glorify? No, it's not preaching. It's not preaching. Okay. You glorify in your mind about his qualities, his mercy, his everything, all these.
Okay. Okay. Many dhanvats, dhanvat pranam to you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare. Dhanyavad.
Okay.
Thank you for such a beautiful answer, Prabhuji. Anyone has any further questions or realizations for Prabhuji? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srila Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. As usual, Prabhuji, very beautiful class and given us so much instruction and be inspiring whatsoever mood to serve Srila Radha Gopinath. Thank you, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam. And Japan, when this material body is not supporting, we can do Mansi Puja. My mama is doing offering Chappan Boga to Sisi.
Okay, yeah. That's also good. That's also, if you're lying on bed, just serve in mind. Good. Yeah, that's good answer.
Thank you, respected Prabhuji. And we can offer Japa. That is also very attentively. We can hear the class and then only we can do our japa attentively, Prabhuji.
Mm.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Anant Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Devi Jai. And the DOT has to pass from so many difficulties because in 84,000 yoni, they has done whatever karma. This is the, it's closing one by one. So I have seen all so many devotees are my ma. She's doing from childhood so many puja, but still last 3 months suffering. So all the karmas cut and then she should
have. Yeah, you're right.
Will come. Then only Prabhupada will behold the Prabhupada dhoti and enter in dham. So Vaishnav has to pass from so many difficulties. So we should not deviate from the path of Srila Prabhupada and read. Reading is in this Kali Yuga difficult, but hearing, when we cook prasadam, hearing Krishna Katha with kids, with husband, and it's work, Prabhuji. It's works. They become directly get mercy of Shri Nityananda and Shri Chaitanya Prabhu, and they also become the sitting in our shoulder, and they become more sincere than us. That lesson I learned, Prabhuji. Ananta Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Your class is so inspiring.
If no one has further questions, 1 minute, Prabhuji, there's a chance. Okay. If no one has further questions, we can end the call here. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your valuable time and association and such an enlightening class today. We look forward to your association again in the future. Devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.